There are doubts in Saudi Arabia about whether there's progress in the fight against the self-proclaimed Islamic State, or ISIS. Defense officials from Arab Gulf states have been meeting in the Saudi capital for 2 days. NPR's Deborah Amos is there and spoke to a prominent Saudi figure who gave his critique of the fight.
The strategy against ISIS was on display this week, a military meeting here in Riyadh. In Washington, a White House summit on combating extremism. At the Pentagon, an announcement that training programs for Syrian rebels begins next month in Turkey, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. So far, so good in public, but privately, the Saudi view is that the air campaign is not working.
Having simply these pinprick attacks on certain areas is not going to resolve the issue.
That's Prince Turki Alfaysal, a former intelligence chief and diplomat. He's the outspoken member of the royal family. He says the airstrikes against ISIS are too limited, not well coordinated, and he insists the coalition effort is undermined by politics in Europe and regional mistrust. ISIS is operating in Iraq and Syria. The U.S. Air Force hits militant targets in both countries, but the rest of the Western allies stick to targets in Iraq.
Because those guys refuse to operate in Syria. Totally insane. It's the same target, but because this is Syria and this is Iraq, the Europeans don't want to hit Syria.
At the same time, the Gulf's fighter pilots only hit targets in Syria. Regional mistrust has limited the Gulf's role in Iraq's Turki Alfaysal.
Because the Iraqis haven't asked us to. How can we meet this vicious situation if our effort is so disjointed?
Iraq's intelligence on ISIS is not shared with Arab partners, he says.
You really have two Air Force coalitions, one operating in Syria, not crossing the border into Iraq, the other operating in Iraq, not crossing the border into Syria. It's insane.
In Washington, the Pentagon insists there has been progress. But Dr. Theodore Karasik, a military analyst based in Dubai, says the core militants of ISIS are battle-hardened strategists who can survive airstrikes and still attack.
They also have libraries of U.S. Army field manuals. They know exactly how airstrikes work, and they are able to succeed because they have this knowledge.
ISIS also knows how to thrive in chaos, playing on local grievances of Sunni Arabs. The Saudis insist one way to address those grievances is the removal of President Bashar al-Assad in Syria, an ally of Shiite Iran. Riyadh and Washington agree on the goal, but not the timing, and that has led to rifts with Riyadh.
The disease is in the failing states. Iraq, some steps have been taken to rectify that, but it's still a work in progress. In Syria, nothing has been done.
Turki Alfaysal says that Sunni anger must be addressed before ISIS can be defeated. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Riyadh.